You probably already have plans for Thanksgiving Day, but Tom Target would suggest you add one more thing to your evening festivities.
So the comet's actually due to get brightest on November 28th, so Thanksgiving time, it'll be a great time to go and see it. It's going to get brighter and brighter between now and then, so right now you could only really see it with telescope or binoculars.
Target, a physics professor at Sonoma State University, is talking about Comet ISON, named for the International Scientific Optical Network. This fall, ISON is making its first passage by Earth and should soon be visible with the naked eye. On Thanksgiving, this icy ball of rock and sand will slingshot around the sun and head back to the outer reaches of the solar system, unless something else happens.
The sun's radiation could destroy the comet. It could get too hot. The entire thing just sort of puffs out and evaporates, or it'll just carry on around the sun, losing a bit of water as it gets too hot and that evaporates, and it'll head back out in the direction from whence it came.
Some early predictions declared ISON would be the comet of the century, outshining the moon and lighting up the night sky with a spectacular long glowing tail. But since more data has poured in...
Let's just say that estimate has been revised. Nothing is ever right in science, it's just less wrong than it was before. And back in May, when we'd only just discovered it, we were trying to guess what would happen to it, and we were trying to project its orbit forward, and we were trying to sort of figure out what it would be doing. Of course, we were basing it on very limited information, and as more information has become available, it looks like it's not going to be necessarily the comet of the century, but it's still going to be naked eye visible, which for me is a definite win.
Comets are also exciting, Target says, because they are the building blocks of objects in our solar system. And ISON is unusual because it's not from the Kuiper Belt, where most comets that we're familiar with come from. ISON is a rarity from the Oort cloud, a collection of frozen objects on the edge of the solar system. You could essentially say ISON has been out in cold storage for the past few billion years. So comets like it give researchers a chemical snapshot of our early history.
And we're really excited to learn about them because they're still hundreds and hundreds of comets out there, and they're a great thing for us to study to learn something about the early solar system.
This comet was discovered in September of last year by amateur astronomers in Russia. Since then, nearly every major telescope on Earth has turned toward it in anticipation. Target students are getting excited too.
So there aren't many comets that get bright enough to be seen with the naked eye. So my students weren't born when Halley's Comet last came around in the 80s, and I remember my father actually woke me up one night when Halley's Comet was visible, and I was about 6 years old, and he dragged me outside and said, "You've got to see this because you're quite lucky. You're one of the only people on the planet who might get to see Halley's Comet twice within a lifetime because I'll be sort of in my 70s by the time it comes around again."
And while many of his students were born in time for the Hale-Bopp Comet of 1996, they probably don't remember it.
If there is a comet that can be seen with the naked eye, it's certainly something that sticks in the memory. It's certainly something that's exciting. And many of these students would never have seen a comet with the naked eye before.
Even if ISON survives its hairpin turn around the sun, it'll be gone from sight again in a few months. But that, says Target, is no reason to stop looking up at the night sky.
There's always lots of things going in the night sky. There's meteor showers. There's regular meteor showers every year. Always keep a track of anything you can see because space is just interesting and it's worth looking at.
I'm Danielle Venton for KRCB's North Bay Report.